Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Giving God all the praise, the glory, and all the honor on this another beautiful day that the Lord God He has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God He is good. Blessed be the name of the living God. Amen and amen. We welcome all of our first-time listeners around the globe. We thank you for being here with us on today. Amen. And we ask that you would have a seat at the table. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And inasmuch as there is no time and distance, amen, in the spirit, amen, you are exactly where, amen, you need to be. Amen. And we thank you for being here. And to God be all the praise, to God be all the glory, and to God be all the honor. Amen. Yesterday, amen, we were looking, matter of fact, over the last couple of days, amen, we've been looking at the journey, the Israelites' journey under the leadership of Moses. And then when God called Moses home, amen, under the leadership of Joshua, amen. And we want to look in Joshua chapter number one, and we want to read a couple verses here. Okay, I'm going to read out of the NIV. And I'm going to begin reading in verse number 1, and we're going to skip around a little bit. And it reads as thus: after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River and to the land I am about to give you, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. So Joshua offered the officers of the people. So Joshua ordered the officers of the people, go through the camp and tell the people, get your provisions ready. 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan here to go in and take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you for your own. And then when we drop down to verse number 16, it says, then they answered Joshua, Whatever you have commanded us, we will do. And wherever you send us, we will go. Just as we fully obey Moses, so we will obey you. Only may the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. Whoever rebels against your word and does not obey it, whatever you may command them, will be put to death. Only be strong and courageous. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Whew. We are entitling this teaching this morning in one word, just one word this morning. We're calling it cooperation. Cooperation. Beloved, we see here when the transition took place and the transfer of power, Moses, who had been an excellent leader, one of the greatest leaders in all time, everybody wanted, you know, focus on, you know, his weakness and his errors and, you know, where he slipped and fell and his humanity coming forward. Okay, when he, you know, kicked the rock and whatever else he might have done. But the Bible tells us that Moses was great. And we want to thank God for God using him. Because, beloved, that is part of our heritage. Anything pertaining to Israel, beloved, pertains to you. Anything pertaining to the Jews pertains to you. You got to know that that's part of your history as a born-again believer. Why? Because you are a seed of Abraham. Okay, that's why. Abraham was a Jew. All right? So anything that today and you're hearing about what's happening in Israel, that's your heritage. See, because spiritually we're connected. And so, beloved, it was Joshua's time to take charge. Joshua had good mentorship, okay, good coaching. He had the best example because Joshua was a follower. And you sure enough can't be a good leader unless you're a good follower. And he was under Moses' wing. He was learning from Moses. You know, he was well equipped. He was, you know, he was hungry for the leadership. He was not really for the leadership. He was just hungry to be under the shadow of a good leader. And so God gave him the best of the bestest. And so he was well equipped, even though he might not have known it. See, because to be in the classroom is one thing, and to graduate and, you know, and start your own practice is something else. And so, you know, he didn't know it. This was his opportunity right now to find out. And this is why we find out in the Word of God where we see the Lord encouraging Joshua. He said, be strong, be courageous. You can do this, my son. I know it looks scary. You can do this, my son. I know leading all these people looks scary. You can do this, my son. I know the promised land looks scary. Being a leader looks scary. Matter of fact, it is scary. But don't be scared. Don't be scared. Be of good courage. See? So we see the Lord strengthening Joshua because Joshua needed that encouragement. He needed to know that, yes, I can. Yes, I can. I can do this. See? Same thing God wants us to know. See, he tells us what? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But he wants it to be more than just the words. He wants our spirit to be in agreement and to know that, yes, we can. He wants us to be fully persuaded that we can do this thing. But, beloved, the beauty comes in. Not only did God encourage Joshua, we see here, beloved, in this verse, glory be to God. In verse number 16, and the people answered Joshua and said, Everything you have commanded us, we will do. And everywhere you send us, we will go. Just as we obey Moses in all things, so we will obey you. And may the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. What encouragement. What unity to have the people of God submit to the leader of God. Matter of fact, they said as we obey Moses, we going to obey. The truth of the matter is they didn't obey Moses. They really did not obey Moses. But I think when folks start to dying off and stuff, you know what I mean, and start to get their attention, you know what I mean, at the end of it, and I guess they was ready now, see? And they told Joshua, they said, Joshua, you the leader, and we're going to obey you. We're going to obey you because we know God is with you. We're going to obey you because we know that you're not walking in the flesh. You're not doing this thing for vainglory. We're going to obey you, see, and follow you as you follow God. Beloved, is it not the reason why there's so much conflict in the body of Christ today? So many avenues for the enemy to creep in. For devastation and everything to creep in. Why? Because we're not obeying our leaders. We're not following our leaders. Especially in today's time, because people are quick to tell you, God told me to do this. This is what God told. I'm just obeying the Holy Spirit, and I'm just doing what God told you. Nah, you exaggerating, and you might be lying. God give you a leader, beloved, amen, hallelujah, that you believe, amen, is following God, hallelujah, and you walking contrary to that. Nah, God ain't told you nothing, because God don't work against himself. He don't work against himself. Glory be to God. Here the people of God gave Joshua encouragement. Gave Joshua encouragement. Not only did God give Joshua encouragement, the people of God gave him encouragement. And I know how Joshua felt. Oh, it is nothing. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you. And a lot of people lie, especially sometimes God's leaders are found guilty. It don't matter. It's all right. Yeah, I'm just doing this for the Lord. No, y'all don't have to give me nothing for Christmas. Y'all don't have to give me nothing for my birth. Y'all don't have to give me no appreciation service. No, it's all right. They ain't telling the truth. They ain't telling the truth. They lying. They I ain't gonna say they lying, but they really are lying. Cause it makes a difference. It makes a difference when the people you lead give you encouragement. When the people you preach to, teach to, glory be to God, give you encouragement to go on. I was thinking, I know when we have different people in the ministry, we have visitors, they come, amen, and they might come and bring a message, you know, once a month, you know, every now and then, glory be to God, maybe twice a month, they may come and bring you a message on this platform, okay, we thank God for them coming, but I was thinking, I said, now, what if they had to come 365 days a year? What would their attitude be then? You're happy about coming on the third Wednesday. You're happy about coming on the fourth Sunday. You're happy about coming on the second Tuesday. But what if you had to come 365 days a year? What if you had to be a really, what type of encouragement would you need to keep going? Oh, leaders need encouragement. Leaders need encouragement. I try to encourage minds, amen, every opportunity I get. I never go, whenever I visit my mother's house, who is one of my spiritual leaders, I never come empty-handed. I find some money from somewhere. I never come empty-handed. Whenever I'm in Bishop Lambert's presence, I never come empty-handed. I find some money from somewhere. I find a gift from somewhere. I find something to give them. It's easy to say I'm praying for you. Glory be to God. Whenever I only see the Archbishop once or twice a year, but you best believe I'm represented and this ministry is represented all year round. Why? Because they need encouragement. Here, they did not fight against Joshua. Well, who made you the leader? Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, who you think you are? Look, I'm just a man like you a man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I followed Moses like you followed Moses. And we went to the same school. We grew up in the same neighborhood. Well, who you think you are? Huh? Well, who made you the leader anyhow? Oh, they didn't give him all that lip. Cooperation. What would the world look like if we was cooperating with our leaders? What would the world look like? What would the church look like? Yeah, well, you know, the pastor was saying this and that one. Yeah, well, I don't agree with all that. I don't agree with all that ain't necessary, you see. And everybody got their opinion. What? And now the situation, and the same now you're the same situation, if not worse. Everyone had tried to conquer the promised land their own way. Chaos would have resulted. Well, okay, I think we need to go in through the left over here now. Okay, now I think somebody, y'all need to go in and get your weapons. And no, don't do it that way. Now I think I'm going to show y'all. This is how we need to do it because I had a dream. And this is how, okay, no, don't do it that way. The Spirit of the Lord is telling me we need to conquer the Lord. Can you imagine the chaos? And everybody coming up with their opinion and want to override Joshua because Joshua was young? Or they didn't want Joshua to have the spot in the first place? Can you imagine the chaos that would have ensued, beloved? Glory be to God. In order to complete the enormous task, now we're not talking about no small-time task here. I mean, this was a major move. This was a movement. Glory be to God. In order to complete that and conquer that, beloved, see, everyone had to be in agreement with the leader's plan and be willing to support and obey. They had to be in agreement. Why? Because God gave you a leader for a reason. But don't nobody want to submit to the leader because don't nobody want the leader to tell them what to do. Well, I'm going to think about that one. Well, let me go and pray. Well, don't nobody want to submit? Oh, and please don't be no female leader. People don't like to submit to leadership, but they'll submit to a man leader before they submit to a woman leader. But then the woman leader come and give you some instructions. Ain't nobody paying attention. Huh? And she get a man to come in. Come on in, brother, and talk to my people. The man come in and say the same thing the female leader been saying. Oh, yeah, he right. Yeah, wasn't that a blessing? Same thing you've been hearing every day. Huh? Because a prophet is without honor. Except in his own country. And that's the truth. Glory be to God. Beloved, if we are going to complete the task that God has given us, we must fully agree to his plan. We must pledge ourselves to obey it and work together, somebody say together, with others to put his principles in action. See, it's one thing to agree. Right now, I got a bunch of plans right now. I got a bunch of plans. I can't bring none of this forth. I can't bring none of it forth. Well, right now, we got the university, Kingdom University, thousands and thousands of dollars to really get this kicked up. Well, I ain't got no money right now. Well, you know, the people going to give. The people, I thought you was part of the people. Won't even put $20. Won't even put $20 towards it. Glory be to God. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars. I can't even bring this stuff forth. I can't even bring it forth. See? But, see, so the leader comes with a plan. Oh, yeah, sound like, yeah, isn't that beautiful? Yeah, university. Yeah, new building. Oh, isn't that beautiful? All right, so everybody, all right, but who's working together to make it happen? Who's working together? See, cooperation. If they didn't come together in cooperation, they weren't going to enter that promised land. Moses couldn't have done it by himself. I'm reading a good book for the class that I'm taking. I'm becoming a certified life coach, And this book was so very, very, very interesting. It's called Who's Holding Your Ladder? And glory be to God. And it shows how everybody is important in God's scheme. The people need the leader and the leader need the people. So he used this analogy in his story, said he had gone to a conference because he was the guest speaker. And he was waiting for them to call him out front to present his presentation. He said while he was in the waiting room, he happened to look out the window and he saw a guy across the street who was painting a building. He was on a tall ladder. He had painted it as high as he could go. It was more to be done. But the guy came down off the ladder and he was wondering why the guy had not finished painting the building because the ladder was long enough to take him to the top of the building. But he said what he realized is the reason that the guy could not go any higher because there was nobody holding the bottom of the ladder. And he was saying that you can only go as high as those who are willing to hold your ladder. You see, beloved, not only the person climbing the ladder is important, the person holding the ladder is important. And I started thinking, because y'all know I like to be honest. And I said, God, I've been holding people's ladder all my life. I've been holding people's ladders all my life. I said, and I started taking count. And I'm telling you, I didn't go far. I said, God, who's holding my ladder? Who's holding the ladder for this ministry? Oh, that thing struck home. Joshua could not have conquered the land. He gave him 3 days. He said, get yourself together mentally. Get yourself together spiritually. They didn't hop right into it. He said, it's been a long journey. He said, in 3 days, we're going to do this thing. And they did it. Why? Because they came together and cooperated with the leader. They was holding Joshua's ladder. You're not going to do it by yourself. You're not going to do it by yourself. There's a saying, beloved, that goes, go where you are celebrated, not where you're tolerated. Because a prophet is not with honor in his own country. And right now, I have an opportunity or two to relocate. I think I'm going one place, but I have an opportunity to relocate to another city, another state. Unless God changed my mind, I don't know. I really don't know. I'm pulled towards that different place. Why? Because I got people that's willing to hold my ladder. You're not going to go. That painter could not go any higher in that building because there was nobody. The ladder could go higher, but he couldn't go higher because there was nobody holding his building. There was no cooperation. Let me, beloved, Romans 13, Romans chapter number 13, verse number 1. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For he is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is God's minister, an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Therefore, you must be subject not only because of wrath, but also of conscious sake. Beloved, leadership is ordained by God. That's the bottom line. Glory be to God. Now, there are times, beloved, when we should not obey our leaders, should not obey the government. There are times because we should never allow the government to force us to disobey God. If they came out today and said, all right, nobody's praising Jesus no more. Nobody going to church no more. Now, that's a whole different story. Now we're going to rebel. You might close the church down, but you're not going to stop me from praising Jesus. Everybody that prayed Jesus going to jail, well, y'all might as well come and lock me up right now. I'll go first. All right, now, so there are times when we should not obey, amen, leadership when it comes to that. We rather obey God than man. That's what Peter was talking about. Jesus and his apostles never disobeyed the government for personal reasons. Jesus said, render unto Caesar the things that belong to Caesar, and render unto God the things that belong to God. Pay your taxes. Stop cheating in your income tax. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. See, beloved, it was in order to follow God's higher law. God has a higher law. Oh, let me tell y'all something. We know it's some corrupt policemen out there, but y'all using that as an excuse. We supposed to be in submission. When the police officer say stop, you stop. When the police officer say put your hands up, put your hands up. Oh, I know you want a civil suit now because your son got bruised, amen. But why couldn't your son, amen, had just put his hands up? I know you want to call Johnny Cochran, Johnny dead right now, but why couldn't your daughter just put her hands up? Why couldn't she just been obedient to the law? No, don't nobody want to talk about that. Right is right. Their disobedience was not cheap. See, they were threatened, thrown into jail. They was even tortured. They was even executed for their convictions. Oh, baby, look, let me tell you, the first century Christians paid a price.
Oh, they ain't care. They say, look, for Christ I live and for Christ I die. See, we want to live for Christ, but we don't want to die for Christ. Just like them, beloved, if we are compelled to disobey, we must be ready to accept the consequences. Because not only are there consequences in obedience, there's consequences in disobedience. Don't nobody want to talk about the consequences. The choice is yours. The consequences belong to God. Willingly or unwilling or unwittingly, beloved, people in authority are God's servant. The president of the United States, God's servant. What? Yep. That's why the Bible says when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. That's why you got to put a righteous person in authority. Right now, did you go vote? No, I couldn't vote because the weather was bad. It was raining. Woo! And you had the nerve to try to honor Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday for all they went through. They even give you the opportunity to vote for all our four parents that died, tortured so you can vote, walking miles on miles with bad feet, high blood pressure, and diabetes, so you can vote. And you talking about it was a little rain outside? Then you want to complain about leadership? Well, who you vote for? But, lover, let me tell you something. If we don't remember where we came from, we're doomed to repeat it. But, lover, they are, glory be to God, they are allowed their positions in order to do good. Now, we know they all don't do good. But we still, they still in their office was allowed by God. In a political arena and in the church. The fivefold ministry is a gift to the body of Christ. The apostles, firstly the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers, that they are a gift to help us to mature. You got to be careful how you're treating your gift. See, you can't throw God's gift in the corner like you do some people. I know one individual, amen, he would get gifts and they would still be unwrapped a whole month later. Well, when you going to open the gift the person gave you? Oh, I'll get to it. See, and sometimes that's how we treat the gifts that God gives us. We're just going to throw them in the corner. We'll get to it. When authorities are unjust, however, upright people are afraid. And we are, because we know that they something wrong with them. They got they mentally they challenged. Right? And we see that being played out even right now in today's time. But that shows you how messed up society are, because even when you got a messed up leader, they just love them to death. The leader, not even the leader, because God already threw the leader out of office, so he ain't even a leader. When authorities are just, people who are doing what is right have nothing to fear. If the FBI and the cops was going door to door in your neighborhood looking for, you would answer your door. Oh, okay. You ain't going to hide. You're going to open your door because you don't have nothing to fear. You ain't did nothing wrong. You ain't hurt nobody. You ain't cheated nobody. So when they come ringing your doorbell, Miss Alfreda, can we come in and talk to you? Sure, come on in. Huh? But if your conscience was bothering you, I'm busy. Number one, you ain't even going to open the door. You act like you ain't home. No, I ain't busy. You got a warrant? What you want? See, because your conscience bothering you. See, beloved, and that's how it is when we don't obey God's leaders. Our conscience be bothering us. It ain't the devil. The devil ain't got nothing to do with that. That's your conscience. Because you know you ain't doing right. You know you mediocre. You know you half-hearted. You know it. Your conscience bothering you. This provides our principal motivation to pray for our leaders. And when you pray, beloved, when you pray for yourself and whatever you pray for, hopefully you have a prayer life. But when you do pray, amen, make sure you include your leaders. Leaders in every sphere of influence, in government, in education, in the church, amen, the leaders of your home. Leaders need prayer. Why? Because leaders need encouragement. Everybody, we talked about envy last night on our Bible study. Everybody, you know, so many people want to be jealous over the leaders because, you know, because they out front. Okay, whatever reason, okay, and they looked good. Somebody was jealous of me because they told me every time they see me, I'm sharp. I'm going to stay sharp. Because all it needs is some soap and some water, amen, and an iron to stay sharp. They don't realize that most of the clothes I wear, somebody done gave me. They don't even realize that. People, you know, they just jealous for the wrong reasons. For the wrong reasons. Glory be to God. Why? Because your heart ain't right. God said, rend your heart and not your garments. You want your leader walking around looking raggedy? You want your leader running around in a broke-down car? I ain't going to be in that car too much longer, and I don't care as long as it's still running. Glory be to God. I didn't clean the snow off of it. Don't even plan to clean the snow off of it. Huh? You want your leaders broke and begging? There ain't no good leader. Well, maybe they're not no good leader because they don't have no good fellowship. They don't have no encouragement. Amen. Amen. They don't have a good, everybody's fighting and trying to be the leader. Suppose all that was going on, amen, with Joshua. Yeah, well, God gave them the land. God gave them the land and God gave them a plan. Said, follow the leader. Because it's a leader, and some were sent and some just went. He said, Joshua didn't just go. I sent him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we must pray for our leaders. Praying for those in authority over us will also mean that we will watch them closely. If we pray diligently for our leaders, we will be functioning as God desires us to function. God said, follow Moses. God said, follow Joshua. God said, follow Jesus. Yeah, well, Jesus, I'm just doing what you doing what Jesus told you to do? Didn't Jesus tell you to follow your leader? Follow those who watch over your soul, those who praying for you. Some of you got the wrong leaders. You just there because your family went. You just going because it's convenient. You know, it'll take you only 3 minutes to get there. You're only there because you've been going for a long time. You got the wrong leaders, and you know you got the wrong leaders. You won't follow your heart because you're scared what folks going to say. So in my closing, they gave Joshua some encouragement. Leaders need encouragement. Leaders need encouragement. And I'm so glad I had to come to that truth because I was in a state of denial myself. I'm the leader. I'm going to follow God. And I am the leader. I am going to follow God. But it makes a difference when you get encouragement. It makes a difference. And they gave it to him. You see, beloved, obedience is easy when all goes well with us. And it makes no demand upon our faith. It's easy greasy. It's easy greasy. Huh? The children of Israel murmured when the promise was as yet unfulfilled, but they rebelled against God when obedience entailed sacrifice. I obey you. Look, I obey you. Don't ask me for nothing. Y'all, come on, let's get this university together. Let's get some money together. I obey you, Lonkin. Come on, y'all, we moving into this new building. I obey you, long as you don't ask me for no money. Don't ask me for my time. No time. No, I ain't got time. I can't be no prayer warrior. No, I can't usher. No, I can't. No. I obey you, long as don't cost me nothing. See, nah, that ain't no sacrifice. Come on, y'all. Everything paid for. All you got to do is show up. Oh, yeah. I'll be right there. I'm on my way. Because don't cost you nothing. Don't need any car fare. We're going to provide transportation. Oh, yeah. I'll be there. See? And we do God the same way. Lord, as long as what you're calling me to do, asking me to do, don't cost me nothing. As long as I ain't got to sacrifice nothing. I ain't got to sacrifice no time. I ain't got to sacrifice no money. I ain't got to sacrifice no sleep. Yeah, and they got 100% of my cooperation. But if you're asking me to sacrifice something, then I got to go and pray about it. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? We picking and choosing what we're going to pray about. You should have been praying every day anyway. And still haven't bust a move. Because you refuse to be in agreement. Beloved, one last scripture, and I'm finished for the day. We're going to have to pick this up in the next couple days. All right? I want you to go to Psalms 133. Mm-hmm. Okay. Psalms 133. I never fought against my pastor. I only had two pastors in my life. Pastor Evelyn H. Westfield and Bishop Lambert. I never fought against them. I never act like I knew more than them. Although maybe sometimes I did in certain areas. I never did. I never tried to be the leader. Whatever they asked me to do, I always tried to do it. Even if they didn't ask me, even if I sensed it was a need. Even if I sensed there was a need. Always. See, and that's probably why the Lord, amen, has given me the same type of people in this ministry, because of what the type of person that I am becoming. See, but it gets better than this. Psalms 133 says this: behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Underline the word unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head running down on the beard of Aaron running down on the edge of his garments. It is like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore. I'm going to read that last line again because you need to hear this. Because of the unity, because of the cooperation, because everybody being on one accord, because of the moral support, the spiritual support, physical support, financial support, huh? For there the Lord commanded the blessing. I don't think too many people realize that your blessing flows from the top down. Not from the bottom up. Cooperation entered the promised land. Because they told Joshua, everything you say, we will do. You can call it passive obedience. You can call it whatever you want to. Glory be to God. But they was in the will of God. Beloved, what about you? Are you cooperative? Are you cooperative? We have, I'm about to institute a building fund for this ministry. I'm just waiting for the right time and asking God to help me because I don't expect cooperation. So God got to work with me to change my mindset so I can expect cooperation. Not only for those in the ministry, for all of you around the world that's been listening, chiming in, being blessed by this ministry for the last 13 years and never given 10 cents, never even given a dollar. We've here every day, 365 days a year. If you was in a building, you would at least have given $1. In the offering plate, $365 a year, you would have at least given that. Some of you haven't even sold a dime. But you're angry when we don't show up in the morning. You're disappointed. Why? Because it's such a blessing to you. But you won't sow into it. See, you won't sow into it. You refuse to be in cooperation. Our university is costing us. It's a major project. It's a major project. And we're asking you, amen, to consider sowing, amen, into the work of the Lord, the soil of the Lord, where we can further equip God's people or anyone else who desires to be equipped in these last days. We have eight instructors, amen, that I'm meeting with. Eight of them. All of them have their doctorates. Having a doctorate is not necessary to become an instructor, but the ones that we have are all doctors, doctors of theology. But we want everybody to do everything for free. You know, that's that Christian mentality. See, that's what keeps us at the bottom of the food chain. Well, it's time to be promoted. God loves a cheerful giver. Amen. Stop waiting around seeing what everybody else going to do. And why don't you start off by doing what the Lord is calling you to do? Amen. The spirit of unity and cooperation will prove positive for everyone involved. The question is, beloved, are you cooperative? And they entered the promised land because they did what Joshua instructed them to do. What a beautiful story. What a beautiful story. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. Woo, Father God, forgive us. Forgive us. Forgive us for the spirit of division. Father God, forgive us for not being cooperative. Father God, just love causing friction and, Father God, dissension and confusion and rebuttals. Father God, forgive us. Forgive us. Help us to do better. Help us to do better. God, you said submit one to another. We don't want to submit one to another. We don't want to submit to nobody. We don't even want to submit to you. We just pretend we do. But Father God, we ask that you would help us starting this day, to do things the way you would have us to do them in a way that's pleasing to you. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right. There it is. Hallelujah. We'll pick up on that in a few days if the Lord be willing. Amen. And to God be all praise, glory, and honor. In form of announcements today, we ask that you would please meet us at the altar of prayer. Amen. At 12 o'clock and at 9 o'clock. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm also asking, glory be to God, since we're talking about leadership today, invite somebody to the prayer line. Oh, we invite people. Well, keep on inviting them. Don't be selfish. Don't invite them just on the days you're going to be on. Well, they ain't coming. They might not come, but they might come. You don't know. Invite somebody. Somebody, especially with the weather being the way it is, somebody going to be happy to know. All they got to do is pick up their telephone and call in and be around people who's praying. Somebody going to be real grateful to you. Amen. Spread the news. Amen. 12 o'clock and 9 o'clock in Jesus' name. Those of you who have to go out today, glory be to God. We pray that God be with you. Amen. Glory be to God. Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father God, people slipping and sliding on ice. Father God, help them not to fall. Help them not to break anything, any bones or, Father God, their necks. Father God, in the name of Jesus, car accidents. Father God, calamities. Father God, we ask for your divine protection. Your divine protection, Father. Father God, we ask that it will try to melt up a little bit before the next snowfall comes, which I think is supposed to be tomorrow. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for divine protection and safety, and we thank you for your angels watching over us. We thank you, Father God, for everybody under the sound of my voice. We thank you, Father God, for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministry Partners. We thank you, Father God, for our journey. We thank you for teaching us how to submit to obedience, Father, and obedience to leadership, Father, and not run from ministry to ministry and church to church and person to person. But, Father God, those that we respect, those we honor, those who feed us spiritually, Father, help us. Help us, Father. Everybody can't be the leader. Everybody can't be the leader, Father. So many Indians, Father God, no chiefs. Father God, help us. And we say thank you and we bless you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. We seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree that Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. And amen. Everybody have a good day, a blessed day. Walk in the blessing, because the blessing manifestation is here. Amen. For all who will obey. In Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Bradford, Philadelphia, signing out. Love you.
Hallelujah. You have won the victory. Lift up your voice and say now. You have won it all for me. The floor.
stretch out your hands, stretch out your hands, stretch them out.
He's alive. He's alive. He's alive.